From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Date. Ancient people had surprisingly modern heating and cooling systems. In Rome, they had hypocausts. A furnace outside a building burned wood. Then a series of ducts carried its hot air under the floor, heating the tile from beneath, like today's radiant heating. From there, it flowed up within the walls to warm baths, saunas, or rooms before exiting the roof. In the Americas, the Anasazi had their own heating systems. They built house walls with thick adobe bricks that absorbed daytime heat, keeping buildings cool, then radiated it during the cold desert night, keeping occupants warm. They built cliff dwellings under south-facing overhangs, protected from the summer sun, but positioned to absorb it in winter. Before them, Sumerians invented the wind catcher, a tower or high duct on the windward side of a building that funneled the breeze down into it, forcing out hot air on the leeward side. For extra cooling, they directed the incoming air across a pool of water. Wind catchers cooled most ancient desert civilizations and are still used there and elsewhere. Britain installed them on many buildings in the 1970s through 90s. We could revisit more of these ancient climate control systems today, for regions with unreliable electricity or that experience frequent power outages. Naturally heated and cooled buildings could help keep people comfortable and healthy while reducing energy requirements significantly. I'm Scott Tinker.
Earth Date is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin with the generous support of Kay and Scott Sheffield and the Hildebrand Foundation. To hear hundreds more Earth Date episodes or to support this program, visit earthdate.org.